This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. It's alive! It's alive! The Tush Push lives to see another day.
Good morning, Mully. Happy Thursday.
How happy is it that the Tush Push is alive?
Oh, I think it's good.
I think it's hilarious.
I love Ben Johnson's response. I think that it's fine that the Tush Push lived. I thought that the impassioned defense of it was more than it probably deserved, or more than we have talked about it so much for a play that basically is gains a yard. But ultimately it came down to not having two votes, 22 to 10.
Oh, that's so
two votes.
Be so embittering for the people that were hoping
it
to
had
get
to
rid
be.
Of it.
It had to be. There was this suggestion that it's not a safe play. The problem with that is there was no evidence to support that contention. So
yeah,
the Tush Push lives on. It trudges forward.
It lives.
It lives.
It
perseveres.
You know, I mean, I think that is the best reaction, Bigsy. Like, it's not an explosive play. It's got first downs, touchdowns. I mean, it ends
whatever.
In first downs and touchdowns. I'm just saying, it does. That seems like a pretty successful play, especially the way they run it. Did you see the—
But imagine, though, being an offensive-minded coach, running a football team that is owned by somebody who's opposed Tush Push, but you don't really have a strong feeling, and you might even be in favor of it. So you're going to split the difference. Ben Johnson handled that as skillfully as he handled everything yesterday.
Yeah, he was great yesterday.
He was
great
really
every
good.
Time we've seen him. Just let's get to the games, and we'll see.
That's all.
You can
hope that he can coach based on how well he communicates.
No question about
because
it.
Because if he coaches as well as he communicates, the Bears are going to the playoffs.
I got to tell you, like, I believe the guy, what he says. Congratulations to him for getting the gig and taking the gig, and I think it's going to be fun. It's just going to be fun to see how the whole thing unfolds, and, you know, he loves it. I love it. He wants to prove that's how great stories are made, David. Didn't you know that?
Mm-hmm.
They're not just written by you.
Well, that is thank you. That is how great stories are made, because they change the narrative. You find a theme and you go with it. And I think Ben Johnson gave some thought to how he would handle this Caleb Williams conundrum. And he did in a way that did shift the focus. And that's what good coaches do, really. They find ways to command the attention or divert it from the distraction or the problem or the player. We've seen it in Chicago with really championship coaches and managers.
Yep.
We saw it with Ozzie Guillen. We saw it with Joe Maddon. I think Ben Johnson has that kind of possibility and potential to be a guy that takes away the focus from his team, like he did yesterday with Caleb Williams. He shifted the narrative.
Yeah, no, he did fine. He was not the problem. I still think they should have just gotten it behind him and moved on. I mean, I just don't quite understand why you wouldn't want to just get it over with. But, hey, that's okay. They're entitled to do whatever they want. But I think that especially when it comes to league rules and stuff, you just got to be extra careful because you do not want to be tearing down stuff and then find out that maybe I made a mistake. Maybe this was wrong. Maybe we overreacted. I think it's really interesting, depending on where you looked, you got either the feeling that, you know, what Kelce did was explain the blocking each guy does. He mm-hmm. You would like to, you know, call your defensive coordinator, hey, get in this room, because he explains exactly what the blocking scheme is and where everyone's trying to go and what they're trying to do. And he claimed that there is no risk to it, that there is no
He's no doctor either. Violent.
No.
He was only brought there to Minneapolis. Jason Kelce showed up to argue on behalf right. of the play after Jeffrey Lurie, I guess, gave, from what reports said, was
an hour long
speech, monologue, and with some really off-color jokes or analogies, things that probably were, you know, if you're going to offer that in your speech, you might want to have a different speechwriter.
And he got chastised.
As he should have. Nonetheless, that play got a lot of attention. I thought Jason Kelce was smart in coming to address it, defend it, and explain it, every aspect of it.
Yeah.
And it's a football play. And so stop it, and maybe it'll be revisited next year, or maybe it'll be a moot point if the Eagles can't successfully continue to execute it.
The thing that really amused me is that, you know, the Eagles do it more than anyone, right? No one else can do it like the Eagles do it. Since 2022, they have 108 attempts at it. Second, of course, the Bills with 55. Five American dollars, if you could tell me who's third.
Tampa Bay.
The Chicago Bears with 16.
Really?
What? I mean, I laughed out loud at that.
16 tush pushes?
16 fourth and one quarterback sneak. Since 2022. I'd love to see the success rate of those plays, because the Bears have been really bad in that time period, so they've been very desperate, so they've tried it 16 times.
Well, they've had a lot of fourth downs.
Yes.
And they've had probably, in at least one of those seasons, two of those seasons, a quarterback that they thought would be able to get them the tough yard. Apparently, Justin Fields would be perfect for a quarterback sneak.
Apparently, it didn't work enough.
Only 16 times, though.
But isn't that hilarious?
Yeah, it is.
The Bears were the third team to attempt it.
It's amusing. This whole thing has been somewhat amusing.
You know, that makes sense. The Eagles, they just won the Super Bowl. Oh, the Bills are supposed to win the Super Bowl every year. And then the Bears.
It's commanded way too much of our attention and time.
No question.
It moves on and it lives on, and so we'll see
if teams
can stop it.
Right?
It's a leverage game.
Until there's an injury?
Yeah, football is a leverage game. Get lower than the lowest. And I think that if teams can do that against the Eagles, they find a way to stop it, it will be much less discussed next offseason.
Yes.
So that was in Minneapolis.
Yep.
At House Hall, they had their first day of minicamp. OTAs, mini camps, not
it
yet.
It was their second day of OTAs.
Second
day of
discussion
install.
Of it.
First media day of the OTA. Yeah,
first media day. Good talks from Grady Jarrett. Good talks from Tremaine Edmonds. You heard some good stuff from Ben Johnson. I mean, it was a good day to
dive in.
Kevin Byard.
Byard was good.
I love the way people talk about the safety position at Hallis Hall, Kevin Byard. And I guess you have to look at it this way, as if Jaquan Brisker is a guy who has answered those questions. There's some doubt. There's some uncertainty.
Well, he basically said there's doubt about himself and there's doubt about Jaquan Brisker.
Sounded pretty confident, though.
Yeah. No, I thought he handled it real well.
Byard always does.
Yeah, he's good.
He's a really good talker. So was Grady Jarrett.
Goodness sakes, he was really good.
That guy has a presence. He's got the charisma.
That was one of the more surprising things, that when he first signed, he got a phone call from Javon Dexter saying, hey, there's some of us getting together to work out down in Miami. Why don't you come down and work out with us? Isn't that great?
Yeah, you like to see that. That's how you build camaraderie.
I wouldn't have thought that Javon Dexter was, hey, I'm having some guys down to Miami.
Big year for Javon Dexter. Big year. Did you see where PFF named him the most underrated player in the Bears defense?
On the whole defense?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know about that. I don't know that he had that great of a year. And yet the numbers suggest he probably did. That seemed to be something like, if you graded the film, he did okay. If you watch the tape, you're like, well, I'm waiting for him to arrive.
He's the best player, suspicion versus production. Is that what the idea is?
Perhaps. That's a good way to put it.
Okay.
Good way to put it. But I think I did like that anecdote.
That was cool.
The Bears are full. They have a locker room full of guys with pretty high character at this point.
It seems that way. Yep.
You like the look of the locker room, the depth chart, the Joe Tooney talk. He didn't say much.
You don't need eight captains if you got Joe Tooney and, you know, and a defensive tackle that knows how to play and has been around for 8 years.
You don't need eight captains if you have Joe Tooney and Grady Jarrett.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. You don't need there to be a lot of talking.
You don't.
You need more doing, less talking.
There you go.
And more winning. Because I think that they have been open about this. It's been a losing culture at Halas Hall for too long. That seems to be the overriding theme. And that's why I think Ben Johnson has the Bears' attention. He's fiery. He's detailed.
Yeah, I like that detail.
I do too.
That he was fiery. That he was.
The fact that
day of install, people were making mental errors, and he was in their grill.
Cole Kmet was not lined up. Did not have the proper split. He told them in no uncertain terms where to line up. That's right. Do it again.
Yeah.
And Cole Kmet, he did it again.
Yeah.
So good for them. That's the way you change a culture.
I kind of wish it wasn't Cole Kmet.
Why?
Just because his replacement's here. I don't know. I mean,
his replacement hasn't been on the field yet.
I know, but you just get kind of like, oh, I'm gonna.
Well, I think it's a good way to send a message.
Do you walk off the field and walk up to the office and trade him?
No.
Okay.
No, they're not trading Cole Kmet.
I know they're not trading him. Certainly not in the second day of OTAs.
They're not going to trade him the second day of the season.
I just don't want him
to be here.
Make a misstep. That's all.
No,
he's got enough issues. Local guy made good. Leave him alone.
No, don't leave him alone. Keep coaching him hard. You want everybody coached hard. Same way. That coaches like Ben Johnson can't help themselves.
No, it's great.
I like the way that on the Big Pro Football Show, Ruthie Polinsky described Ben Johnson with the walkie-talkie, calling plays into Caleb's helmet. And she said that at times he was like gripping that walkie-talkie like a stress ball. Walking around and, you know, so he's so wired.
We need a new walkie-talkie.
On the second day of OTAs, you wonder about how he's going to be on game day when he is in charge.
Well, they're already behind is what I'm hearing.
In terms of?
Install.
Yeah, well.
It's day two.
It's day two.
They're crushing the.
Well, they might be a little behind, but they have a lot to install. But I do like the fact he also, when he was talking about Caleb Williams, he was asked the question, like every quarterback taking over a new offense, what about footwork? How about the footwork? And he basically said that big picture, things are starting to fall into place. They're not focused so much on that. Those things will come. And he wanted to kind of shift that focus to be on, you know, not so much the little things, but big picture ideas and concepts.
Better than saying, what footwork?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it is just a reminder that they're kind of in the crawl stage. They're not even in the cruising stage, if you think of human beings. They're still just trying to figure out how to make a little movement forward.
They're trying to learn how to win.
Well, they got to figure out how to walk before they're going to win.
That's all part of it. Yeah. It's relearning almost everything.
Everything.
A new offense, a new way of playing, a new scheme defensively. A new way of running through OTAs and practices. A lot of these guys have been through this before. What makes this time different? I think what makes this regime different, this time feel different, is what you heard when Ben Johnson got behind the mic and before he was even asked a question, head on, he addressed the Caleb Williams situation.
I find this a curious text. Guy says all those Bear high character guys were part of losing 10 straight games. No, that's not true. That we're talking about guys like Joe Tooney and Garrett Jarrett.
You're not listening to what you specifically said.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Joe Tooney and Grady Jarrett, there's no need for eight captains. Yeah. And you specifically were referring to the fact that there are new leaders and a new regime.
Thank you.
Yeah. I knew what you meant.
Listening a skill.
Sometimes it's hard to pull off, though, Mully. It's early.
I go.
It's early. And the coffee might not have kicked in either.
Yeah. Well,
keep texting 331.
Yeah. The coffee will eventually kick in.
It will?
For all of us.
Okay.
Please, God.
But yeah, that was a good moment for Ben Johnson
stuff.
Yesterday. We'll get into the details later. But it was a fun day.
And you're
day.
Right about that. He did take the pressure off of the quarterback. First thing he said, like, I've been working with the guy for 4 months, and the guy is everything that I heard he was. He made him seem like he kind of went at this sort of narrative that he's not working hard enough. And
he did it without being asked a question.
Not even before
he was aware
was
of what everybody wanted to hear. Yep. And if they weren't going to supply Caleb, that is their decision. But if they weren't going to, Ben Johnson handled that as directly as you would want a head coach to address it.
Mm-hmm.
So good for him. And then the Cubs, they win.
Baseball. We had baseball yesterday early.
That?
Both teams played early.
How about
the
that?
Cubs played very early.
Got to love those early starts.
Yeah, I barely got home and the game was on. It was wonderful. And it was a fun game. Your guy, Cade Horton, was everything you wanted
How
to
many
be.
Innings?
He went five.
How many runs?
Five and a third. I think that's his new longest. He gave up one run. He did pitch out of a couple of jams early. That was interesting to see. He did get himself freed of it.
First inning, too. First inning jam.
Yes, that was bad.
That was bad.
But it was good that
he
got
recovered.
Out of it. And then they actually got a save from Daniel Palencia. That is his first save.
It's his second career save, but the first one was a three-inning save in lower leverage situation against the Dodgers, I believe. But that was his first high-leverage, one-run protected save.
That was good.
And I think when you look at what happened yesterday in Florida, they had that victory had everything that you would want from a Cub fan perspective. It had the young pitcher coming through with a good start. It had your young third baseman that was struggling really – coming through with a hit and also a key steal. Matt Shaw has had a terrific series. Kyle Tucker.
Yes, he has.
With the big home run.
Kyle Tucker back, buddy.
Kyle Tucker back. Thank you.
Back to MVP form.
And Palencia with the save. You got your closer situation addressed immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You like that. So yesterday was a good day for the Cubs.
Yeah, and the White Sox, unfortunately, started pretty rough. Shane Smith got out there. I think he walked the first two batters and then gave up a three-run homer. That was 1-2-3, and then he gave up one hit the rest of the way. And he gave up no more walks the rest of the way. And I think he's the click to pick. I think he won. I think I'll take that victory and run.
No,
like
they lost, Mully. I'm sorry.
What?
It sucks.
But they were leading when he left.
Are you looking at this correctly? Sox lost. I'm
Hold
sorry.
On a second. Wait a second. Wait.
I think everything you said is right except for the outcome.
They had to make – no, but he was leading when he left. You're not listening. He's
All right,
the winner.
I'm sorry.
They had to put him out there as kind of drizzling. And obviously, he didn't like it too much. So
What's with this weather, anyway? What is with this weather?
I am done with the weather.
Yeah.
I am. Is Memorial Day on Monday?
Yes.
I believe that's accurate.
Yeah.
So why don't we get this cleaned up a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't we have this cleaned up? Can we?
It's the first unofficial day of summer.
Clean up on Isle Weather. Anybody
Isn't it
here?
Summer vacation starting Tuesday?
Is that it?
The Memorial Day weekend typically
kicks
welcomes
off
unofficially summer.
I thought it was.
But right now it feels like it's bear season.
I thought we were honoring people, not birthday people, but military people. I thought that was the point. Anybody? Yes. No.
Yesterday, the Sox deserved better.
They deserved
better. They hit three home runs. Yeah. You should win a game like that. You don't want to waste a game like that.
Well, the problem was they really should have waited a few more minutes.
Well, will they?
That's all.
Will they hit three home run runs in their next three games?
Well, Tim Melko, he got one of
them.
Yeah,
Big Timber's hitting
again. He's there.
Well, he's going deep.
Sosa hit one of them.
Sammy.
Not Sammy. Lenin, right?
Didn't he? Lenin, Sosa, and Joshua Palacios.
And Palacios hit one.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I know.
The problem is the opponent hit three
home runs.
Homers.
They gave up two. Yeah, you gave up too many to the Mariners.
And it wasn't Shane Smith's fault. They got the lead. He left with the lead. Ergo, he was the winner between him and Horton. I think we both agree on that. And we exchanged some text over.
I was just reminding you guys that Cade Horton went five innings and went one run like I might have said that he would. And then when I said that yesterday, I was like, oh, no, that's too much to expect.
Oh,
okay. Cade Horton was dealing. Now, Shane Smith pitched well, not better than Cade Horton.
If he had just gotten out of that first inning, those first three batters were the problem. He didn't walk another guy, David. So those walks are therefore eliminated. The runs come down.
They didn't, though. They didn't. I'm sorry that was the case.
It was pretty
bullpen
cool.
Bullpen let him down.
The bullpen let him down. White Sox down. But
they don't really have a closer. I think that was Chris Getz's point last Friday. They don't have a closer.
Yes.
They don't need a closer.
Yes.
Mike Vassell didn't have it yesterday. He typically has been better than that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Disappointing. Dustin, did you enjoy the Cub victory?
It was nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
They got out of a lot of jams. I mean,
should have been
Horton,
easier.
If you didn't watch the game and you just looked at the box score, mm-hmm. well, Cade Horton pretty good.
But
they had some trouble on the base pass. They induced some double plays. They played some good defense.
Yeah, they did.
The Cubs got lucky that the left fielder for the Marlins stinks and didn't field
the ball
properly.
It's a good hitter, but he let the ball go under
his
glove.
I mean, just stinks as a fielder.
So Shaughnessy could score.
Right. And then, you know, again, if you read the story is written
Shaughnessy?
That Palencia had a perfect ninth inning.
Uh-huh.
That was far from perfect.
Well,
okay, three very hard hit balls.
Shaughnessy.
Very hard hit balls.
I did go Shaughnessy.
You totally went Shaughnessy.
Well, Shaughnessy in Chicago, you know, you think of it's got a hockey connotation, but are we ready for Shaughnessy? Matt Shaw had a big day. Another good day.
I don't think we're ready for Shaughnessy.
He had two hits in the first two games of the series.
Do you want to go back to the throw in the beginning of the game?
Okay, but look.
Ooh, look at Dustin.
Just saying.
He saved a run, Dustin, and then the throw was high. He should have taken a little bit more time, just a tick more. But if he doesn't glove that, the run scores.
The run still scored.
Honestly.
Because he had a bad throw.
Since coming back from the minor leagues.
The high throw?
Yes.
Shaughnessy has solved that third base problem.
Shaw.
Shaughnessy.
No.
Did you say Shaughnessy?
No, I said Shaughnessy.
Oh, that sounded like Shaughnessy to an Irishman.
Do you think he could have made it? So you think that was poor defensive effort?
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, when we want to give the guy an attaboy, I mean, yeah, listen.
He's struggling, though. We give him an attaboy. This is a big series for him.
Big series. Listen, he can hit, and I'm sure he'll field fine. I'm just saying, the point is that he did have a mental error, I guess. Would you call that a mental or a physical error? I think more mental. I think he was so hopped up that he made the stop that he just
I think maybe
forgot
so.
Who was coming out of the box.
Yeah, inexperience. I think so.
Texter suggests they start a Shaw-o-meter in center field.
Well, that put a lot of pressure on the young man.
Shaw-o-meter.
Just let him gradually ease into things. And I think I like the way Craig Counsell allowed that to him to do that this series, batting him ninth. He's going the other way. That's when you know things are going well for Matt Shaw. He's hitting the opposite field as he did the last couple of days.
Yeah, and Pat and Ron were pointing that out. Ron Coomer was loving that.
Oh, he always loves it when people go the other way.
Opposite. Yeah, I mean, I caught the majority of that game on radio yesterday.
It's a good choice.
Yeah. and it was a good broadcast. But I'm saying I was.
Well, I love
I'm
the glad, score.
I'm thrilled they won. I'm
I love
thrilled
Pat
it's the 30th
Ron,
win. I'm thrilled it's the 30th win. I'm thrilled they're 10 games over 500. I'm trying to enjoy it, but again, that end of the game that was far from a perfect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.